From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Garish reporting. Violence in Syria continues, even as talks are underway to end it. Diplomats from 17 countries, plus the UN and EU, have launched talks in Vienna on Syria's political future. The meeting, the first of its kind, includes Russia and Iran, two countries that have long backed Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. VOA's State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins has the story.
Shortly before arriving in Vienna, Secretary of State John Kerry said it was time to give Syrians more options.
We have to eliminate the mindset, which was encouraged from the beginning by both Assad and Daesh, that the only choice Syrians have is between the two of them. You either have terrorists or you have Assad. No, no, that's not the choice.
While Iran and Russia have backed Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, both politically and militarily, they are willing participants in the talks on Syria's political future. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, Vienna.
As the talks were underway, at least 40 people were killed Friday when Syrian government forces launched missiles into a crowded, rebel-held neighborhood near the capital. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says about 100 people were also wounded in the attack on Douma, just northeast of Damascus. The death toll is expected to rise. The Syrian government has not commented on the strikes, which the observatory said were continuing as of midday on Friday. Opposition fighters have regularly traded fire with the Syrian military in Douma, which lies within a major rebel stronghold. Government strikes on Douma have repeatedly wounded or killed large numbers of civilians. An August attack on a market there killed at least 112 people. From Washington, this is VOA News.